We are solely 100% responsible for everything we perceive. Which is not the same thing as saying we are responsible for what our eyes see. There's a big difference. I'm not responsible for what I see on the news. I am responsible for how I see what's on the news. The distinction is absolutely crucial. That's the distinction between guilt and forgiveness. Because to feel responsible for what I see, my eyes see, there's no way I could avoid feeling guilty all the time. Because all our eyes see are suffering and death and specialness and attack and sickness. But I am responsible for how my mind chooses to see what my eyes report. And that's the difference between seeing and perception. In the course, perception means interpretation. It's how I interpret what my eyes see. So the reason I could be throned above fate, the reason I am master of my destiny, is not because I could control what you do, or what my president does, or what the stock market does, or what the weather is. I can control, however, the way I perceive this, either as a potential source of my happiness or a potential source of my unhappiness, right? Both of which are opposite sides of the same mistake. Nothing external can affect me because there is nothing external. Right, to use a different phrase, the last section in chapter 23, which is the chapter where the famous laws of chaos are found, the last section is called Above the Battleground. And we're asked there to raise ourselves above the battleground and look back down on it. Right? What Jesus is talking about is going back to the mind and then looking at the battleground first of the wrong mind, which is the seeming conflict between ourselves and God, which then gets projected out into the battleground of the world where we see ourselves in conflict with everyone and everything. You know, countries are always at war with each other, religions are at war with each other, social groups are at war with each other, racial groups are at war with each other, families are at war with each other, you know, business people are at war with each other, and certainly we're in constant war with our bodies that are always threatening to extinguish themselves if we don't give them what they demand, right? You know, if you don't keep breathing and you don't keep drinking and eating and you don't keep having special people around you, I'll show you I'm going to die. We have a very strong special relationship with our body, which is as much a projection of our sleeping guilt as what I do with your body. It's no different. I either project my guilt onto you and I get involved in a special love or hate relationship, or I project my guilt onto me, my body, and I have a special love-hate relationship with my body. I love it when it's thin and it's healthy and it's active and attractive, and I hate it when it's not. It's no different. Dynamically, it's exactly the same. And just as other people will threaten us if we don't give them what they want, our bodies threaten us also, as I just said. And it's really important to understand that the body is as much an illusion as the bodies that are in our lives. The way we see them comes from the way we see ourselves. So I may have no power over you in a relationship. I certainly have no power over my government, or the weather, or many, many other things, but I have power over my mind because that's the cause of everything I see, feel, and think. Indeed, it's my mind that's the cause of my very existence as a physical, psychological entity. This is very, very difficult, as everyone knows who takes this course seriously. But it will make no sense if you read it from the perspective of the body. If you read it from the perspective of the I you think you are. Because then you're going to insist this course obey the laws of 2 + 2 = 4. The laws of the world. Because you'll think the laws of the world are true. You know, most of you know lesson 76, I'm under no laws but God's, where Jesus pokes gentle fun at us for believing in the laws of the world, the laws of relationships. People are supposed to act in a certain way in relationships. Parents are supposed to act a certain way towards children. Parents expect that their children are supposed to act a certain way towards them. You know, friends, lovers, spouses all expect certain things. Employers, employees, therapists, patients. and there are general laws that govern them, just as there are general laws that govern nutrition. Right? That's what Jesus pokes fun at kind of pushing pellets through with a needle through your body, right? Right? Immunization and the like. Not that they don't work, but they only work because we believe that they work. We write the laws, then we forget that we write them and we think the laws now exist externally. No different from what the world has done with the Bible, for example. And we'll just stay with the Bible. The same would be of any religious text that becomes the basis of a formal religion. Right? We wrote the book. We wrote the laws that God obeys. And then we forget that we wrote them and we think this is God. We think this is a divinely inspired, divinely ordained. And we forget that we did it. We are throned above the Bible. We are throned above the governments that we live under. We are throned above all the laws. That doesn't mean that you break them. I'm certainly not saying you should not pay your income tax on Tuesday, right? Unless you want to get involved with the whole thing like that, which is, again, is a possibility. But I'm not saying you break the laws of the world. I'm simply saying follow the laws of the world because we're basically instructing this course to be normal. Just don't take them seriously. Just don't give them power over your peace. They have power over your body. The laws of the world certainly have power over your body, but they don't have power over your mind. That's how you're throned above fate.